Hello, welcome to the debate. I'm Kovit Akhwai. It's called the Conference on Interaction and Confidence Building Measures in Asia. Its aim to promote peace, security, and stability in Asia, a once every 4 year gathering of some of the world's most powerful non-Western countries like Iran and Russia. What missing from this conference is most notably the United States, and in part countries like China, Russia, and Iran are further aligning themselves, whether economically or geopolitically. In this edition of the debate, we'll discuss Chinese president's call for the creation of a new Asian structure for security cooperation based on a regional group that includes Russia and Iran and excludes the United States. Is this a sign that there is now much less dependence on countries like the U.S. and the U.S. dollar, such as this huge gas deal that was signed between Russia and China?
We should follow basic international principles such as respecting countries' sovereignty, independence and territorial integrity and avoid interfering with others' domestic policies. We should respect the social system and modes of development chosen by each country. We should respect and be considerate of each other countries' safety concerns. Countries that strengthen military alliances against a third party do not benefit regional security.
That's a veiled warning by the Chinese president to the U.S. over its military buildup in Asia. Xi Jinping was addressing the fourth summit of the Conference on Interaction and Confidence Building Measures in Asia, or the CICA. President Xi also called for a security pact with Russia and Iran as two other big powers of Asia.
Well, I think what you're seeing here is a major setback for American foreign policy. Which was established by the English in 1904 with the adoption of what's called the Mackinder Thesis, which basically claims that no two countries on the Eurasian landmass should be allowed to form an alliance, which means that if they're isolated, they can be blockaded by the British Navy or now the American Navy and sort of beaten into submission.
Xi's remarks come as China, Russia and Iran are at loggerheads with the U.S. over different issues. China and the U.S. are pitted against each other over America's military buildup in East Asia and Washington's pressures on Beijing. The U.S. and China have opposing positions over territorial disputes in the South and East China Seas. The U.S. and Russia have also come to a head over Ukraine. Any closer relations between China, Russia and Iran could further isolate the U.S., most particularly when it comes to trade. Many believe that the huge gas deal signed between Russia and China has been of great benefit for Moscow. Under the landmark deal, China will buy some $400 billion worth of Russia's natural gas. Observers believe the deal has opened the door for Moscow to enter Asia's gas market. It has also politically dealt a heavy blow to the Western attempts in isolating Russia over Ukraine. Although Iran and Russia have yet to formally respond to Beijing's call for a pact, the Chinese leader's offer to build an alliance between Beijing, Moscow and Tehran is seen as a sign that the U.S. military buildup in Asia will not remain unchallenged for good.
Let's find out what our guest thinks about this conference. Let me introduce them. Professor at the University of Tehran, Fuad Zadi, joins us here in the studios. And the founding director of Democracy Institute, Patrick Basham, joins us from Washington. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me first turn to you, Fuad Azadi. This has turned out to be quite a conference here, and we're looking at a new alliance, and I'd like to obviously talk about what the Chinese president has said, in which he called for the creation of a new Asian structure for security cooperation based on a regional group, and he has included Russia and Iran. What was your first reaction when you heard this statement from the Chinese president?
Well, I think the Chinese are tired of U.S. interference in their affairs. The United States, unfortunately, has been pressuring China at the same time that it has been borrowing money from China, which is kind of odd for anyone to do. And yesterday, as you know, we had the United States naming five Chinese military officials and accusing them of spying, something that the U.S. Does every day on a huge basis. So I think what you're saying, what you're seeing is the United States being dealt a blow by what the Chinese government is doing. I think the Chinese, Russian, and Iranian alliance is a nightmare for the United States. And I think given the relations between Russia and United States, and given the relations between Iran and the United States, these three partners are quite able and ready to form an alliance with other Asian countries and basically defend their national interests against the United States and a number of European countries.
Well, Patrick Beshop, do you agree with our guest, Sarfood Azadi? I mean, based on what the Chinese president has said, obviously it's an effort by Beijing to build up these groups of Asian or developing governments. We could also, of course, talk about Iran and Russia there based on this alliance that he's talked about in order to offset the influence of the United States. Is that one of the major goals of the Chinese president as displayed in this conference?
It certainly is, because what we're witnessing is the Chinese government doing what the Chinese government always does best, which is protect its own national strategic interest. And looking at this as objectively as one can, you can see the logic from Beijing's point of view as to why it is taking these various steps. It also, I think, is a vivid reminder that in politics, every action has a reaction to it. It begets a reaction. And so with President Obama having announced in his first term and then reaffirmed very recently that the United States, its foreign policy, would see a pivot to Asia, which is, well, there are various reasons for that, but one of the principal reasons is to demonstrate to America's allies in the Far East especially that America is focused and will be increasingly focused on that part of the world economically, militarily, diplomatically. Obviously, that is not seen, has never been seen as good news in Beijing, and therefore China is, in one of the ways that it is countering that, preemptively countering that, this call for a new, or should I say really a sort of a real alliance rather than simply a paper alliance.
Well, for Azadi, Patrick Beshop talked about a reaction. What kind of reaction can we see from the United States? We know the pivot to Southeast Asia, obviously that's one of them. Hopefully they're not going to come out and talk about this alliance like how they termed it, axis of evil, because what this is you have three countries, Iran, Russia, and China, each have had many areas that go against the United States, and the United States has tried to counter the differences in various forms and means. Of course, we could talk about Iran and their nuclear program, their civilian nuclear program with Russia, in terms of what's happening with Ukraine and China, most notably about the territorial disputes that exist in the East China Sea.
Right. As you know, both China and Russia are members of P5 plus one. So I think Iran is interested in basically reaching an agreement with these two countries on how this process of talks between Iran and P5 plus one is going to go about. I think in the news we had today, President Rouhani actually has discussed the talks, the nuclear talks, with both leaders, both Chinese and Russian leaders. I think Iran is looking for ways of getting around the sanctions that is hurting the country. And I think both China and Russia can play an important role in terms of basically helping Iran to survive these sanctions and go around them. I think the deal that was reported between Iran and Russia is something that may have a future. I think the Chinese government officials and the Russian government officials realize that if Iran is hit hard and if Iran faces major difficulties on its economic situation, this is not in their strategic interest. None of these two governments, neither China nor Russia, would want to see an Iran that is in line with U.S. foreign policy. They don't want to see another pro-American regime in this part of the world. And I think realizing that fact, they will try to cooperate with Iran for Iran to go through this process. Given the fact that the United States is using military postures against both China and Russia, as you know, we had the U.S. Navy airplanes roaming around East China Sea. We had U.S. Airplanes, Air Force airplanes roaming around Ukraine. I think showing this type of action, sort of military postures against these two countries, is going to backfire, and it's going to make that alliance much more feasible for all three countries.
Well, you touched on a very important point there, Fouad-Izzati. Patrick Basham, is the world tired of the way U.S. is posturing itself when it comes to some countries or some developments? I mean, really, let's look at Ukraine. And I'm not trying to demonize the United States, but for example, when it comes to Ukraine, there has been less of a push of diplomacy when we look at recently how the, Russia has been open to that. When it comes to Iran, even though there's been such strides that have been made, still that military threat is put on the table, as they'd like to call it. When it comes to NATO, you know, it's always this war thing. It's not so much diplomacy and a positive atmosphere that's being displayed by the U.S., by NATO, by some, you know, mostly these two in this question that I have for you. So is that a sign that countries like China, Russia, and Iran, for example, are just sick of that and they want to move towards how they're defining their foreign policy?
Well, there's no question that Russia, Iran, and China are sick of the way America conducts her foreign policy. Because from the Americans' perspective, we're talking about, you know, sort of an axis, as it were, an axis of pariah nations. And so each one of those nations, subject to serious sanctions, subject to all kinds of economic and political pressures from the West, are finding common ground. It's a case of, you know, my enemy's enemy is my friend. And so you can see.